Hello.
Hello, this is Dustin with customer service giving you a call back.
Yes, Dustin. I'm calling because I've had some fraudulent use of my account, and I'm tracking a charge that I had with you just to make sure what it was for and that I received it. Would you do that for me?
No problem. I'd be more than happy to look into that for you if you will give me just one moment.
Thank you.
And so that I can locate the account, may I have you spell your first name for me, please?
J-U-D-I-T-H, Judith.
Thank you. So that was J-U-D-I-T-H?
Right.
Thank you. And could you spell the last name for me, please?
R-U-S-S-E-T-T.
Thank you. You said that was R-U-S-S-E-T-T?
Yes.
Thank you. And may I ask what date that charge was?
There were two of them on 5-9, May 9th. I just went through statements checking on these other things.
Thank you. And so I can make sure I do have the correct account located. Would you be able to provide the shipping address for me, please?
4513 3rd Street Circle West, Apartment 302 in Bradenton, Florida, 34207.
Thank you. So, yes, what I'm showing is there was an order done on May 8th for the Omax HydroCure Curcumin and the Omax Vitamin D3.
Okay. I can believe that, but I don't have them. That's why when I noticed the charge, I've ordered from you in the past. So I thought, well, it must be legitimate, but then I'm trying to think what I ordered. And because I haven't received anything. Do you have a tracking on that?
Yes, if you'll give me just a second, I can definitely get that tracking information. It will take just a moment.
That's fine. Thank you.
And I do have the tracking number available whenever you are ready.
And what do I do with that?
Well, yes, that would be so it can be tracked to the United States Postal Service.
Because I know if I was it makes sense that I ordered it, but I'm not taking it and I don't have it. That's what made me, when I saw the charge, call you. I'm telling you, sick of mail problems. This isn't the first time I've ordered stuff and not got it. It's just really frustrating because I've talked to them. They're very short of help, like everybody else. And I live in a complex where there's 200 people. So all somebody's got to do is transpose a number, put it in the wrong box, and you're out of luck. It's ridiculous. I don't know what you can do about it, but I need to know. The only thing the tracking number is going to tell me is if they say they delivered it, and they'll say they delivered it, and then I have no access because I can't do anything because they're saying a lot of times they delivered the stuff. Well, they maybe did deliver it, but they didn't put it in the right box or at the right door. So it's really frustrating. And then, do you have a number I can call to track this? Or how do I track it?
So we usually track it online. I wouldn't know the exact number you would call.
Okay.
You may could call your local post office with it, and they may be able to give you more information. However, normally I just track it on the USPS's website.
Okay, I will try the USPS. But, like I said, I don't want to see it's been delivered, you have no recourse. There's no way to go and say, yeah, well, you didn't deliver it or you delivered it the wrong place. There's nothing you can do. Because I went through this last month on a necklace that they said they delivered, and it never came. And they said is, well, it's showing delivered. I'm like, well, that's the point. It's not here. Go ahead and give me the number.
Yes, the tracking number is 972-749-6901-1973-55-30-32-40-2186.
Oh, God. All right, I got it. Do you know what their number is offhand? Or do I, oh, I have to go online, you said. Okay, I will. But I'm telling you, it's getting to the point where I can't order anything more. This is ridiculous. All right, thank you.
You're very welcome. And was there anything else I could assist you with today?
No, but you need to, I don't know what you're going to have to do with your merchandise, be it signed for or whatever, because we're having problems with mail, and it's not going to get any better. And it's not, he's going to lose business over people not ordering, because I'm at the point where I'm not going to be ordering anything that I don't pick up in locally, because this is exactly what's happening. Thank you.
You're very welcome, and I definitely will pass that information along. And I do want to thank you for calling OMAX Health, and I hope you do have a great rest of your day.
Thank you.